little shove, and you know, he went down easy. And that's the difference between players being strong on their feet and some players being weak. I thought, you know, their guy just was a little weak on that, and our guy was just stronger, and he went down. And you see that all the time. And I just didn't think in a game that was tie hockey game in the third period, where there's not much going on as far as the chippiness. I mean, and I will say that both games were real clean, good physical hockey games, and this was the same this night. So I just didn't like that call then at that point in the game with everything else that was going on. But to our credit, a big penalty kill, and we did a great job.
We outshoot the Spartans 8-6 in that third period. And Coach, not one period where we outshot this weekend.
No, and that's good. And then shots sometimes can be misleading, but I thought we, you know, really carried the play. We had the territorial advantage, and even in that third period, they had the two power plays, and we didn't have any, and we still outshot them 8-6. So we're playing well without the puck, Dirk. You know, we're blocking shots. We're doing a really good job of back checking, putting back pressure on. You know, we're playing strong in our own zone, and I like this team. I like this team defense we're playing, and it's a lot easier to score three goals when you give up zero or one or two, and that's going to be our bread and butter, is how well we play without the puck and limiting the other team to scoring opportunities and goals.
We didn't have any timeouts remaining, and I know that was kind of a tough thing towards the end there. What were your thoughts going into overtime?
Yeah, you know, we only get one timeout a game, so it's not like basketball where you seem like you get one every 5 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. More than that, I don't know how many they get, but way too many. But anyway, we used it early in the game because we were tired on an icing call. And in college hockey, when you ice the puck, you cannot change if you're the team that iced it. And our team had been in our zone for a minute and a half, a long time, and our guys were tired. So if you do call a timeout, you actually can change that line. So we called a timeout early and burned our timeout. And you'd always like to save one for some point later in the game. You know, whether you're down a goal or up a goal, or if you get another situation like that, we get trapped in your own zone. So we had a couple instances where we could have used a timeout, but we didn't have any.
Well, but I mean, to your credit, you don't want to waste, you know, not right. Use it when you could have used it, and maybe that's the time of the game that it needed to be used.
Yeah, you never know.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't get credit for saving them. You can't roll them over to the next game, you know. So you have to make a calculated decision and take a chance, take a risk on when you're going to use it.
Well, you shortened up the bench in the overtime. We knew that we were going to see Patan, Carroll, and Fiala out there a couple of times. We did, yeah. And they get the game winner. Just kind of your thoughts on the overtime in general.
Well, you know, and we lost David Johnstone, so he did not play the third period.
I saw that.
And in overtime, so he'd been sick all week and not feeling well, and you know, even the weekend, Friday night, I thought he got really tired early, and just didn't seem like he had his legs and a lot of strength to him, and I thought he got hit pretty hard there again in the second period, which threw a penalty, and he just was not feeling well. So I think for precautionary reasons, the doctors decided they wanted to hold him out, which is fine. You know, and we had some other players that hadn't played a lot, so I had to double shift them. And that's why you saw Patan, Carroll, and Blake Moore in the overtime. You know, you can't save it. You only have 5 minutes. You know, we had to put them out there as much as we could because they were going to give us the best chance, I thought, to score.
Well, we did score, and it came at the 3:52 mark of the period. Patan turns out to be the hero.
Tech keeps it deep. Tanner Carroll is there. The big line is out there. Pietola, Carroll, Patan. To the front of the net. Bouncy puck. Shot by that. Goal!
Yeah, I feel better now. Okay.
I do, too. That's going to send me away happy, Dirk. So you can never hear enough of it.
Just an incredible victory for the Huskies. 1-for-2 on the power play, 1-for-3 for MSU on the...
Well, no question. I mean, I thought, you know, I liked the games this weekend. I thought the refereeing was excellent. You know, I told both guys, I'll have them back to Houghton anytime. You know, they just let the players play.
And yeah.
I think if you're a fan, you're a coach, you walk out of there, you know, maybe, you know, we won, I feel, is better. But I hope Tom Anastas feels the same way, because they weren't an influence. They weren't a factor in the game, really, for the most part. You know, they let the players decide the game, and that's what you want. And I thought both teams, like I said earlier, played hard, played clean, played honest. You're going to take a few penalties, but the last two weekends, I thought we've done a real good job as far as that goes. So, but like again, I said, you know, big goal for us. We talked about putting the puck on the net a lot, and that's all Blake Pietola does on that goal. I mean, he has it in the corner. He just throws it at the net, and obviously took a fortuitous bounce for us. But, you know, we haven't had many bounces, and it's always good to finally get one.
How big was I don't know if it was Carroll or whoever who just kind of threw it down low to get it behind the net again, where you have made a point. State was not very good at kind of getting to us behind the net.
Well, I don't know if they were good. I think it's been maybe coached a little bit where you don't leave the front of the net till you get some support there. And I thought their defense were very deliberate behind the net. Anywhere else in the corners of the half wall, they were going, and they did a great job. And their defensemen were strong, you know, big, strong, really made you work. But one of the areas we thought we could expose was the back of the net. And as you saw, we got a couple goals this weekend from using the back of the net. A few times we walked out on wraparounds and that. So that's what happened there. Tanner had it behind, and he threw it out to Blake, and obviously it worked.
Well, and how much of that has to do with our strength, the strength of some of our guys down low?
Well, a lot. You know, Tyler Shalast is obviously come in, and he's our strength and conditioning coach, and he's done an excellent job. You know, our team is strong. I haven't seen one team we played yet this year that I felt that was a lot stronger than this. And that goes from Notre Dame, who's got 15 juniors and seniors, and just beat number one Minnesota in their building pretty handily. You know, Michigan, which, you know, they've got a lot of guys on their team that are very strong on their feet, good players. So I think Tyler's done an excellent job with our strength and conditioning, and it's showing, and our guys love him. I mean, they were looking for him, you know, going into overtime. They want him to come in the locker room and just give him a you know, let's go Huskies type pat on the back. But and good for Tyler, and he's doing a real good job. And our guys, you have to be strong when you're playing down there along the boards, you know, playing against some pretty good defensemen on a team like Michigan State.
All right. Well, it was a great win, 3-2 Michigan Tech over Michigan State, and an overtime final. It was Patan getting the game winner. He was pretty excited, and as he should be. The crowd went crazy too, which was awesome.
Well, and they stayed, which is great. You know, you find sometimes crowds start to drift out a little early, but you know, they stayed, and obviously we're treated to an exciting finish, and that's the good thing about it. You like to send the fans home happy with a win like that against a, you know, Big Ten program. Let's not forget, you know, they had players who played in the NCAA tournament, Dirk. You know, all these teams we seem to be running into have had some experience in the NCAA tournament. I know Tom Anastas' first year, they went to the tournament. Yeah. So obviously their seniors would have played there. And, you know, it's good for our program, who hasn't been involved in that tournament in an awful long time, to play against these teams and to beat them, and not beat them because you're, you know, getting outshot 50-14 and your goalie steals a game. I mean, to get a good, honest win and good, honest wins, and good for our players.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more. We'll take a look at what's going on with a very good Lake State team that has a very good record coming into the McGinnis this Friday and Saturday night, and the first full weekend at home for Michigan Tech in conference play. And I hope you're getting ready to get your tickets. 487-2073, the number at the ticket office. You might want to get those today. And we'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome. Hunting season's in full force, folks, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has all your deer feed ready to go and hunting licenses. Stock up the camp, as all 15, 18, 24, and 30-pack cans of beer are at record lows. All Coke 2-liter products, 4 for $5, and 7-Up 2-liter products, 2 for $3. Pick up your jugs of booze, as Bucko's features the lowest state minimum shelf price around. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Don't forget all your favorite munchies. For deer camp, all sales do not include tax or deposit. Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble managing?